The leadership of the Iraqi Kurdistan Regional Government took part in the celebrations in Erbil, marking the 32nd anniversary of the Islamic Revolution in Iran. Speakers referred to the significance of the event historically and underscored its continued legacy.
The Islamic Revolution was a hugely significant event in the history of mankind. This revolution's influence is felt across all continents. The best example is what is going on in North Africa now.
Relations between the current Kurdish political parties and their leadership and the Islamic Republic of Iran go back to the Iraq-Iran War that began in 1980, when Iran backed the two major Kurdish rebel groups, Barzani's Kurdistan Democratic Party and Iraqi President Jalal Talabani's Patriotic Union of Kurdistan, in their struggle against Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath regime.
The people of Iran and the Islamic Republic were saviors for the Iraqi Kurds in the era that Saddam was committing mass genocide against our people. We got most of our support from Iran, the only country which opened its borders fully and provided assistance to our unfortunate nation.
When Saddam's regime carried out its famously horrendous chemical gas attack at Halabja, it was Iranian journalists and media who first broadcast the atrocity to the world. In what was a relatively somber ceremony featuring Iranian Kurdish folk music, the Kurdistan Prime Minister and the Iranian consul reaffirmed their commitment to positive bilateral relations. Trade between the Kurdistan region and Iran is becoming increasingly important. In 2010, 2 years after the establishment of official border crossings, the volume of trade was estimated to be over $4 billion per annum and rising. Matt Fraser, Press TV, Erbil.